USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The new jobs report is out, and it has disappointing numbers. Only 266,000 jobs were created in April. That's less than half the numbers reported in March. Also, unemployment went up. The Biden administration is going on the defense. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh.
You can't look at it month by month. You look at it over a period of time. Over the last 3 months, we've added about 1.5 million jobs to the economy, which has been great.
Biden says you have to look at the disappointing job growth numbers with some perspective.
All told, our economy has added more than 1,500,000 new jobs since I took office.
In Afghanistan, 25 people were killed when a bomb exploded in Kabul. It went off near a school. More than 50 people were injured. So far, there's no claims of responsibility. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epic Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
There's a manhunt in Texas for 48-year-old Trent Pascal. He's accused of cutting off his ankle monitor and holding a car salesman at knife point. He was out on bail for allegedly murdering his wife. Michael Kitchen and his wife are raising his dead daughter's children.
My wife was assaulted. Our daughter was murdered. And I can only imagine what's going through the children's mind.
U.S. Marshals say the reward for his capture is $11,000. A federal grand jury has now indicted former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin and three other officers. They're accused of violating Floyd's constitutional rights. Derek Chauvin is also named in a second indictment stemming from a separate arrest in 2017, which also includes a neck restraint. Chauvin is awaiting sentencing following last month's conviction on state murder and manslaughter charges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
According to officials, the U.S. and its allies face an increasing set of threats from potential adversaries such as China, Russia, and North Korea. USA Radio's John Clemens has more.
That was the assessment from Admiral Charles Richard, commander of the U.S. Strategic Command, speaking during a Brookings Institution conference call.
Conditions are changing, and we need to rethink how we're going to do deterrence, particularly under crisis conditions.
While not naming peer adversaries like China or Russia, Admiral Richard said this is a first for the nation.
We have never before as a nation had to deter two peer nuclear-capable competitors at the same time.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
It seems that hackers were behind an apparent attempt to disrupt the nation's oil supply. USA Radio's Mike Fortier has more.
Colonial Pipeline, responsible for transporting almost half of the East Coast fuel supply, saying Friday it was the victim of a cyber attack. In response, the company shuts down its entire network to contain the threat. Federal law enforcement investigating. No one publicly claiming responsibility. There's no word on when the company will resume operations. It transports about 2.5 million barrels of gas a day. The last time the company experienced a major disruption 4 years ago after Hurricane Harvey, that led gas prices to rise to a 5-year high. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.